KEY today.
The other night I tripped a nice continental trip to Biden Mountain, sitting in a light, Leonard Bernstein, Leon Madgrass, Nap, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic patriarch, slam, but nap, right?
All right, everybody, we're going into the final hour here on American Now. Barb Adams, J.B. Young, and our guest tonight, Stephen Myers of the Pharaoh's Pump Foundation and author of the book Lost Technologies of the Great Pyramid. And if you have any ideas or questions or anything about anything to do with tonight's discussion, give us a call at 800-259-5791. We'd love to hear from you. Stephen, there's been a rumor, and also it's on YouTube, that evidently there's been a secret excavation going on underneath the Sphinx at the Giza Plateau. Do you know anything at all about what's going on there?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But, yes, there's been rumors about secret excavations in the Great Pyramid, but right now the buzz is that underneath the Sphinx, something is going on. And certainly the Hall of Records is supposedly underneath the Sphinx, and other mysterious things are going on. There's a lot of buzz on the Internet, not much evidence to match that. But who knows what's going on? I know that over there in the last 10 years or so, they've been putting up a lot of fences around different ancient sites, and you never know. With 2012 coming up, we live in very interesting times.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of people can feel that. People are uneasy about the way the world is now, and there may be another time of great change in the fairly near future, and there's a lot of talk about that type of thing, about new discoveries from ancient times,
yes,
or a new era that we're entering. So who knows?
Yeah, a new era and a new changing of the consciousness as well, and all of those things would be tied together, especially with the ancient knowledge and the ancient technologies. And certainly what you've been talking about points to the fact that there are a lot of ancient technologies and lost knowledge out there for us to discover yet, and as well, not only discover, but be of great benefit to all of humanity.
And certainly, we use a lot of ancient technologies now. The ancient Egyptians used Caesarean section. They were also able to do birth control and a whole host of other things. They even worshipped cats, as you mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's interesting that cats eat the rats, and the rats had fleas that carried the bubonic plague. So did they worship cats just for the fun of it?
Oh,
or was it
no.
Was there a medical benefit to protecting the cats?
Yep, definitely.
How fascinating.
How fascinating. We still appreciate the cats for what they do. I certainly appreciate mine down here in the studio with me right now, because it's definitely mouse-free. Not that I have them, but I might if I didn't have the cat.
That's right. In South America, The much of our medicines came from the knowledge that the tribes had down in South America. Aspirin is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the United States, we tell the doctor tells the patient, take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning. Well, in South America, they would say, eat these leaves and call me in the morning, because that's where aspirin came from, a tree. So
yeah, the willow bark.
Do you feel like the Mayans?
It's interesting.
The Mayans and Aztecs and other peoples of the
Central America, South America, and Mexico region also had a lot of technologies that were probably lost to us today?
Oh, absolutely. Because of the distance of time between now and then, much of their civilization is gone. But their stone cutting technology in Central and South America is superb. And the Machu Picchu and a few other areas that are shining examples of ancient mankind doing some absolutely marvelous things that cannot seem to be recreated in any primitive way. Only in very sophisticated, highly technical ways could they be recreated. So ancient man was geniuses, and our foundation wants to give a glory to the past that for their genius and for the benefit that that genius can give us. But we also want to have a vision for the future. Instead of having this destabilizing energy systems, polluting oil and all of that, have a low-cost energy system where people could create the energy that they use themselves. There wouldn't be any meter or any bill to pay every month if they generated their own electricity. And it would be a burst to the economy, and it would help just regular people. Wouldn't help the energy traders. You know, they wouldn't be making any money off of this. This technology cannot be weaponized. If we could weaponize it, then we would get a lot of funding. You know, that's just the nature of the world. But all this technology that we're talking about is just, all it can do is just help people. And that's what we want to do.
Being of service is a great thing. We should all be doing that. And this definitely is a very interesting technology.
Have you had any interest from governments with what you're doing? I guess particularly the Egyptian government?
No interest whatsoever. From certainly the Egyptian government. Actually, the Great Pyramid is an operational machine right now, and that machine serves a purpose. Right now, it's a machine that actually works, and what it does is generate money. And it's viewed to generate more money by being a tomb or a symbolic thing or the pharaohs and the gold and all of that, instead of being infrastructure for the civilization that built it. So no, there's no interest in it, in this technology or our theory or anything else. And in the United States, the federal government gives billions for nuclear development, certainly military, that type of thing. But we're struggling, to be honest with you, for a major funder. Certainly to complete the project of developing the technology. That's why we need for help with grant writing, if we could have a grant writer come on board and help us. That would be a tremendous volunteer that would really help us a lot and that type of thing. But people can help us just by adding a link to their website if they want to. To our side, or they can pray for us. We accept prayer. You know, that would help. We believe in the power of prayer. But they can mention us in news groups or on forums on the internet, or email their friends and say, "Hey, there's an idea that maybe it'll come to something." Or they can Twitter about us or mention us on their Facebook or MySpace page. And but again, the funding has been difficult, to be honest with you, and also getting the word out has been quite difficult. So any type of help is wonderful.
Well, hopefully we're helping tonight by getting you out there. And I know people are listening. I think they're just taking this in tonight. And, you know, the questions just aren't there, but that's not a bad thing. They're thinking about it. They're listening. They're hearing it. All right. America Now continues after the break.
Who's going to say? Who's going to say?
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Maybe different than remember. Winter's warm there, you and I, kissing whiskey by the fire, with the snow outside. In the summer comes, the river swims at midnight, shiver cold, touch the bottom, you and I, with muddy toes. Stay or leave, I want you.
not to go, but you showed it was good as good.
Stephen Myers tonight of the Pharaoh's Pump Foundation and author of the book Lost Technologies of the Great Pyramid. And if you would like to help support this wonderful cause and extend the research that Stephen is doing into the Great Pyramid and those lost technologies, those lost advanced technologies, you can go on the site at thepump.org. And for a donation of $40 or more, you can get an autographed copy of Stephen's book, and also you'll get free shipping. So that's a lot better than Amazon.com. So check out the site. You'll get a lot of amazing information about what Stephen has been discussing tonight about the Pharaoh's Pump, as well as you can, if you're so inclined, make a donation. You can get an autographed copy of the book again. So, Stephen, there was obviously a lot of geometry involved in the building of the Great Pyramid, but are there other geometries that are yet to be discovered through your research looking at the Great Pyramid?
Well, certainly people have taken the Great Pyramid as a pre-existing thing and studied it based on its measuring, its angles, and the dimensions and that type of thing. But and I'm sure more people will do that, and people have worried or studied about what the original unit of measure was to build the Great Pyramid and all of that. But we don't concentrate on the exact angles and the size and the measurements. It's just like if somebody gives you a bicycle. You don't worry about what unit of measure was used to create the bicycle. What's important is its function. And you don't, like if somebody gives you a bicycle, you don't say, oh, the wheels are round, so the original builders must have tried to tell us that they knew the earth was round. And that's what a lot of people do with the Great Pyramid, because a lot of people, I think, have an incorrect assessment of its purpose. So they try to divine some sort of understanding based on angles and geometry and mathematics and numbers and that type of thing. So we don't do that. We just try to understand its function and to go from there.
One heck of a water pump. I'm still stuck on the piston, the size of this piston that you described, and the combustion unit. It's just like, wow.
Yes. Yeah, not to get back to it, but the Humphrey pump is sort of a taste of what the ancient builders were able to do. And the Humphrey pump down in Australia, which is still operational, was a liquid piston engine, in effect. Internal combustion with a liquid piston, no crank and shaft or connecting rod or big metal piston. And there's a whole category of engines that are liquid piston engines, Fluidine engines, or Stirling engines, and all of those happen to use heat to operate. But the Great Pyramid is kind of a cousin to those types of things, a little bit different, but maybe just quite a bit more sophisticated. So the book, it gets technical, but it also talks about processes that were used to build the Great Pyramid, and it's not a dry book, but it's, people have told me that it's quite interesting.
Okay, going back to the water pump and that again, I'm just really still stuck on that one. And as far as the size of this thing, the one in Australia, how old is that Humphrey pump there?
I'm not sure. I think it was built in the 1930s. I could be wrong, but it pumps over 1 million gallons an hour, and it was used for irrigation. and it used a petroleum product, a low-grade petroleum product for the combustion. And the result of that combustion was a vacuum that lifted this massive, industrially scaled cylinder of water, if you will. They quit using that because they used hydroelectricity. But the problem was the hydroelectric dams that were built in that area caused a lot of environmental impact that was adverse to the fish and that type of thing. So it's interesting. The High Aswan Dam that dammed the river stopped the yearly inundation of the Nile River. So the legendary fertility there in the Fertile Crescent, in the Nile Valley anyway, it's not as rich as it used to be because the flood has stopped because of the Aswan Dam. So this is very ironic that much of the electricity from the High Aswan Dam is used to make fertilizer.
Interesting.
It is interesting how everything kind of interconnects and is related. There's all technologies have like pluses and minuses, certainly. But this technology being an alternative, I think, has a lot more pluses that would warrant it being developed. In fact, I'm dedicating my life to doing that type of thing. So that's where I'm at.
When if you guys were to get a fair amount of funding come in, let's say you had kind of a funding angel who gave you a reasonable, significant amount of money, what you mentioned completing this project there on site in Oregon. Is there more work you need to do maybe back at the site itself, or what would be another project that you guys would use some funding for?
Well, certainly that's the major project, is redeveloping that specific ancient technology. But once that's redeveloped and fully operational, then what we want to do is spread that technology around. We think that it could be built using local craftsmen and cottage industries around the world, and it would be used to make marginal farmland more productive in third world countries, that type of thing.
All very, very, very good things. All right, we've got another commercial break, and when we return, Stephen Myers of the Pharaoh's Pump Foundation.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Get up, get out, get away from these liars, 'cause they don't get your soul or your fire. Take my hand, not your fingers through mine, and we'll walk from this dark room for the last time. Every minute from this minute now, we can do what we like anywhere. So much to open your eyes, 'cause I need you to look into mine. Tell me that you'll open your eyes. Tell me that you'll open your eyes.
Welcome back to the last half hour of America Now. Our guest tonight is Stephen Myers of StephenMyers.org and ThePump.org. Stephen's recently written a book called Lost Technologies of the Great Pyramids. And we've discussed several technologies tonight, some of which are more lost than others, I suppose. Water locks is something that we've used quite a bit. But the type of water pump that the Great Pyramid may have been, and it looks a lot of evidence pointing that direction. We don't really have anything exactly like that on that scale anymore. Well, I think what I've been most fascinated with tonight, Stephen, is the electrolysis possibly that separates. I always thought it'd be wonderful just to fill your car with water and then have it break down into oxygen and hydrogen, and then you would have water vapor as your byproduct, and that'd be really cool just to have watering stations for people's cars.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I don't know if the derivatives of Standard Oil would really care for that.
No, it wouldn't work very good for them.
But have you guys estimated some of the efficiencies that you think you'll get out of these things, or is that even a reasonable task for you at this point?
Well, it's hard to say. The research and experimentation is ongoing. Let me put it that way. We have a research facility. We've built various components and sub-assemblies in a number of different scales and have had some wonderful successes, let me put it that way. We aren't ready to make a presentation right now of the water pumping technology. There's a number of issues, including some patent issues that need to be resolved. But we have hopes that we can hopefully get this technology available and operational to help our world. And that's the type of thing that is near and dear to my heart. It has become my life quest, this type of research. And, you know, it's just, it's been a blast. I've had a lot of fun with it.
Well, and, you know, that's sometimes in life one of the more important. I mean, we all want to do things that help humanity and help ourselves, but it's nice to have some fun along the way, I think, as well. Would you be able to share, I know you mentioned some of the issues regarding some patenting, and I certainly understand that, but could you share maybe one of the more serendipitous moments you've had, some kind of just an unexpected, really pleasant surprise that you've discovered along the way?
Oh, there's many. Just tremendous number of people that I've met through this type of a thing, and it's just hard to say. But a couple of things that I've done that have been real interesting, going to be at the Great Pyramid. A lot of people say it's like a religious experience or whatever, but for me, it was not religious, but just to see in the flesh the Great Pyramid and what its potential was in days gone by, what it actually did when it was fully operational and new, a brand new infrastructure. But also I saw, you know, firsthand some evidences that are mentioned in the book that support our theory, certainly, and that type of thing. So it's been really a rewarding endeavor. Instead of just like working on motorcycles or whatever, you know, that's a lot of older men end up doing. So it's good.
Even if it didn't feel so much like a religious experience to you, and I haven't been there, Barb has been there, but I would think it would feel like you were still in the presence of greatness or great things.
Oh, absolutely. Some of the early writers like the 19th century, Flanders Petrie specifically, said that he felt like he was standing inside a machine, and how right he was. And just to see something that awesome, it's like being at the Eiffel Tower or the Grand Coulee Dam. It's just awe-inspiring what humans are capable of doing. We know what they're capable of doing on 9/11. But yes, we also know what people can do to help people. And certainly the difference between what we imagine ancient Egypt was like and what it was probably really like was their great genius and their development of infrastructure to benefit their own civilization.
But did they have cable TV? That's the most important question.
Yeah, really.
They would have never gotten anything done.
They didn't watch American Idol or anything, and they had a pretty good civilization, I think. They talk about slaves in ancient Egypt and that type of thing. But infrastructure, what it does is instead of using your backs to do things, the machine does it. And that's why I like antique gasoline engines, because they took a lot of the labor out of farm work, and it was a revolution. And that's why we live in such a wonderful civilization, is because of our tremendous infrastructure that we take for granted, our water supplies, our electricity, the power grid, and everything else. In third world countries and parts of Africa, you know, they have no electricity, no anything, and it's a subsistence life. And we, to maintain our standard of living, we need cheap energy. And there's no way around it except developing these alternative ideas to get us off of oil.
Yeah, definitely. Stephen, with the type of research you were doing, obviously you were butting up against modern Egyptologists, and those people are usually the ones in control of who gets to kind of go in and do the research at the Great Pyramid. How was it that you've been able to, through all these years, 20 years, get over there and do your research? Or did you run into a lot of opposition?
Well, we did the research before the book was out, so they didn't really have a clue, you know, of what we were doing, that type of thing. And we didn't do any like excavating or that type of thing, but we did some serious examination of the Great Pyramid, and you know, we made our findings and our interpretations of the direct physical evidence, just like everyone has. Everyone has the same direct physical evidence, but it's the interpretations that are different. Mm-hmm. So, but that part was not a problem. But certainly, what's been difficult for us is certainly funding for our nonprofit foundation, but also getting the word out. So those are issues. But we're not here to make Egyptologists agree with us. We're here to make the world a better place. Sometimes the experts are the very last people to know.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that one. Well, we're about ready to go to another commercial break here. And when we return, got a quick question for you. When we return from the break, about your, quote, scholarship. That's kind of an interesting one. Tongue-in-cheek there. I like it. All right, America Sometimes Now continues after the break.
Things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on every one. And you could come and see that when I'm done. When I'm done. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I'd get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. They're stunned.
All right, we're ending the show tonight with Stephen Myers. It's our last section, and we've been talking about the how and why of the Great Pyramid tonight on America Now. And going to your website, excuse me, Stephen, I couldn't help but notice the $50,000 scholarship you have on there. I'd love to apply for that one, especially if I could have the 100,000 slaves to help build the pyramid. But unfortunately, you don't reward the money up front to help finance the cost of attempting to perform the required tasks. Why did you put that on there? I mean, I love it. I think it's great. Kind of interesting.
Our foundation, our nonprofit foundation, is offering a research scholarship in the amount of $50,000. And what people are required to do to meet the requirements of the scholarship is to make 5 casing stones in the manner that Egyptologists say they were made. You can find out how they were made in any book in any library. They have to move those stones on and off a barge and then move them about 100 yards and then have a row of 3 and then 2 on top. That's 5 casing stones. Egyptologists say that one stone was moved and set in place every 2 minutes, so that's 10 minutes work.
But for
you can do it in 90
good.
Days.
Wow.
And if you can do that, make the 5 casing stones and move them on and off a barge in about 100 yards and then stack them up, then you get $50,000.
Wow, cool.
But it's gone unclaimed so far.
Yeah, boy, I can see why.
Well, what we're trying to do is, and it's available to anybody, you, any church organization, any private party, any Egyptologist, or anyone can do this, But it's what we're trying to do is force the science of Egyptology up to at least the 19th century to try and engage in the using the scientific method. And they all say how it was done, but they don't. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And that's what we're trying to do. And so far, it hasn't been haven't had any takers. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, maybe with your book being out there now, maybe you'll finally get some takers. That'd be interesting.
Well, it'd be interesting. What there's a movement out to remove the errors from textbooks, and a lot of that focuses around creationism and evolution and that type of thing. But I'm going to start putting, making a movement to take the errors out of the textbooks that Egyptologists have come up with, and or put warning stickers that says most of the technical information in this book is hooey.
To use a technical term.
Why not? Why not put their feet to the fire? And where's all the skeptics at?
Really?
Where'd they all
exactly.
run off to? Why are they hiding? People say, oh, I'm a skeptic and I don't accept anything new or whatever. Why do they accept this
same old
about
old
how things were done? Why did where'd they go?
Don't know, but hopefully
I don't know. Why are they hiding?
Out? You'll flush them out, I hope.
I'm going to need these skeptics out there to pull their heads out and start doing their job.
Yep, you definitely need those people. And I can think of some to put you in touch with, and I will email you
when
the show's over. I will give you some names and some contacts that I think.
Hey, great.
That will hopefully help you get this off the ground, so to speak.
Stephen,
any help.
Are there any estimates when the pyramid was up and running at its finest form and pumping all the water that it pumped on how large of an area that this irrigated?
Well, the purpose of the water was many-fold, certainly irrigation, but also for machinery, that type of thing, and any number of purposes that we may not even fully understand yet. But people ask that, and when the Great Pyramid was new, it was fully operational, but it's not now. And more than likely, it is because it broke. The stones in the ceiling of the King's Chamber are broken, and that King's Chamber has seemed to expand it a little bit. Some researchers say that there might have been an explosion in the King's Chamber, but we think it was the force of water after a specific valve broke, the hydraulic force of the water kind of moved the stones apart. So that's another piece of evidence that our interpretation supports the theory. So it's not working now because it broke.
Other than trying to recreate a smaller version of the water pump itself, are there other areas having to do with these lost technologies that you're close to any breakthroughs with that you're free to discuss?
Well, the main two breakthroughs are how it was assembled using waterlogged technology, which is the understanding that ancient man had that knowledge was lost, and the water pumping technology. Those are the main focuses because primarily the second one, the water pumping technology, is the most will have the most humanitarian effect and, in fact, be a revolution and, I believe, change the world, just like alternating current, although we take it for granted, change the world. And this water pumping technology, I think, will have a if it's allowed to be developed, will have a fundamental and positive effect on our future.
Well, I was all excited about the electrolysis part.
Well, yeah,
I mean, fill your car with water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That one does excite me. I'm waiting for that one. I am waiting because we are way overdue on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And we believe, our foundation believes, that the ancient builders of the Great Pyramid were already in the Hydrogen Age. And here it's at least 4,500 years later, and we're still stumbling around burning oil.
Yeah, really? So have we really evolved? I'm not sure. Doesn't sound like it, at least intelligence-wise sometimes. But then again, thanks to people like yourself who don't just accept what they're fed out there, and that's the whole purpose of why I do this show. I want people to go out and do research, start thinking for yourself, start empowering yourself again. Get out there and don't just accept what everybody teaches you as gospel truth. You've got to go out there and think for yourself again, because it's the thinking man that can build the pyramid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's true about a number of issues that our civilization is faced with. Yes. We need especially young people to get out there and to do something and to change the world into their vision. And yes, hopefully it will be a better and more efficient and cleaner and safer place. Definitely. And we want to be part of that.
Yes, we certainly do. Well, Stephen, we've run out of time basically here on America Now, and we have to say thank you so very much. This has been an absolutely this has been a fascinating show. I have learned so much. I can't wait to get into the book now and just really, really look at the pyramids in a very different way. And hopefully our listeners have the same feeling out there as well. All right, Stephen Myers, the Pharaoh's Pump Foundation, and his book, Lost Technologies of the Great Pyramid. Check them out at thepump.org and stephenmyers.org. JB, another show down.
It's very interesting.
Very interesting. All right. So for both JB and myself here at America Now, Barb Adams, JB Young, we'll talk to you again next week. Good night, everybody.
Light up as a few choice, even if you cannot hear my voice, I'll be right beside you, dear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.